KBBI's Morning News is sponsored by the Homer Foundation, where giving is more than a gift, it's an investment in the place we call home. For 35 years, we've connected generosity to community need on the Southern Kenai Peninsula, providing more than $6 million in local grants and scholarships. Your gift supports students, strengthens nonprofits, and creates a legacy for the future. Give today or plan a gift for tomorrow by visiting homerfoundation.org. The Homer Foundation, building community through generosity.
Today is Wednesday, January 14th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Morning News. First up, Homer's harbor master is urging boaters to check their vessels before a heavy mix of snow and rain arrives later this week. In a PSA released yesterday, harbor master Matt Clark warns that freezing temperatures followed by a rapid thaw can sink boats right in their slips. The warning follows record-breaking storms in Juneau. KTOO reports 82 inches of snow fell there in December, while the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says 8 vessels sank between December 29th and 31st. The Homer Harbormaster's office says the danger goes beyond heavy snow. Officials warn that water trapped in cooling lines or sea strainers can freeze and burst pipes. These cracks often stay hidden until temperatures rise, melting the ice and allowing seawater to flood the boat. The harbormaster is asking boaters to clear their decks and check their bilges. Republican United States Senator Dan Sullivan is promoting new legislation that he says will study and hopefully reduce bycatch in Alaska fisheries. He spoke with KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara about the bill during a wide-ranging interview that also covered the Alaska Gas Line Project and U.S. intervention in Venezuela.
Sullivan is sponsoring the Bycatch Reduction and Research Act with the rest of Alaska's Republican congressional delegation. He says they have a shared goal of restoring salmon runs statewide.
We have a pretty giant variability in salmon runs. Some have done really well and continue to do well. Bristol Bay sockeye, for example. By the way, the Kenai River had a very strong sockeye run this year. But some of the big rivers and runs for kings and chums have been really challenged.
If passed, the bill would tackle the issue of bycatch from multiple directions. Among other things, it would create a satellite tagging research initiative to track salmon in marine environments. That's on top of a new grant program to support genetic sampling of Alaska salmon caught in federal commercial fisheries. And it'd fund the construction of a tank to test fishing gear aimed at mitigating bycatch. Sullivan says those efforts would build on the Alaska Salmon Research Task Force Act, which passed in 2022. That bill was also sponsored by Sullivan and Senator Lisa Murkowski, and made some of the recommendations addressed by the new bill. But fish aren't the only natural resource Sullivan is actively monitoring. He's long championed the $44 billion Alaska Gas Line project to tap into a natural gas reserve on the North Slope. Last year, Sullivan said he was shopping the project around the Pentagon for potential investment by the U.S. Department of Defense, which he says could use natural gas for infrastructure projects.
We're looking at this big move now to start having federal data centers located on military bases throughout the country. Well, my team and I have been starting to work with DOD on that concept too. That's a great idea that the administration is pursuing data centers for our military on military bases. Well, guess would be a great place to do that. It would be in Alaska.
Glenn Farn, the private company managing the project, hasn't yet decided whether it will actually move forward with development. That decision is expected in the near future. Since taking over last year, Glenn Farn's picked up a handful of non-binding agreements from companies around the world that have expressed interest in buying natural gas from the project if it's built. Some remain skeptical of the project's hefty price tag, which has previously stalled progress. Sullivan says he remains enthusiastic despite so-called naysayers, and that he sees the pipeline as an alternative to importing natural gas. Some Alaska utilities plan to import natural gas to meet their energy needs. But Sullivan says short-term imports should not come at the expense of a natural gas pipeline.
Where I have expressed concern with everybody is that if you get to that point, what you don't want to do is lose momentum. And people say, hey, well, we've kind of solved our South Central energy problem with this Mexico can gas, let's just take our foot off the pedal and don't worry about the big gas line anymore. I think that would be a huge mistake.
Sullivan's comments came less than a week after President Donald Trump announced his plans to have the United States run Venezuela following the American military capture and arrest of Nicolas Maduro, the country's president. The Trump administration has been seizing Venezuela's oil tankers and says it will control how Venezuela's oil is distributed globally. After Maduro's arrest, Sullivan took to social media to praise the operation's success. On Tuesday, he said he'd been part of a top-secret briefing with Trump officials who outlined a three-phase plan for the United States' quote, next steps in the country: stabilization, economic recovery, and transition to free and fair elections.
They don't want chaos. They don't want an economic collapse. They don't want mass migration, which is why, and I think that's smart, which is why they are taking the approach they have.
Sullivan says he does not expect the United States' intervention in Venezuelan oil markets to impact markets in Alaska.
Capital investment likes stability. There is not political stability in Venezuela, and I don't anticipate it being a politically stable place anytime soon. So the idea that there's going to be a huge flush of capital investment there that's going to create very significant increases in production after the socialists, Maduro and Chavez, essentially ruined their industry, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. And I think the impact on Alaska is going to be minimal.
On Thursday, Sullivan opposed advancing a U.S. Senate resolution limiting Trump's ability to continue military attacks on Venezuela without congressional approval. Murkowski was one of five Republicans who crossed the aisle to move the resolution forward. Listen to KDLL's full interview with Senator Dan Sullivan on our website at kdll.org. Reporting for KDLL, I'm Ashlyn O'Hara.
And that's it for this morning's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 Homer, 88.1 FM Seward through translator K201AO and kbbi.org online. News tips and story ideas can be sent to news at kbbi.org. Tune in to KBBI this morning for Coffee Table at 9 a.m. That's a rebroadcast of Episode 9 of Fathoms Deep, the series looking at the history of the Homer Harbor. Then at 1 p.m., The Wheel Watch, hosted by Rachel, and at 9 p.m., Drifter's Escape, hosted by Robert. On Thursday at 11 a.m., we're going fishing on Story Borealis, the program dedicated to the art of oral storytelling with host Ingrid Nixon. Again, that's Thursday at 11 a.m. here on KBBI. Thanks for listening, and good morning.